From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, November the 13th. Jets owner Christopher Johnson affirmed that coach Adam Gase will return for the 2020 season. He's 2-7 this year, his first with the team. He was fired in January after three seasons with the Miami Dolphins. Christopher Johnson, the acting owner, said, "I want to assure you there will be no changes in coaches here. Adam has the trust of this team. He has the trust of Sam Darnold. He has the trust of GM Joe Douglas. He has my trust. He's a good man. He's a good coach." Asked if his commitment applies to after the season as well, Johnson nodded. "Even after the season," he said. Colts coach Frank Reich said on Wednesday, after speaking with general manager Chris Ballard, that the team will move forward with Adam Vinatieri as its kicker. "Chris and I have talked about the situation. We have confidence in Adam," Reich said. "Obviously, there have been other kickers in here working out. We have confidence in Adam. He's not just a kicker. He's a leader on our team, a captain, a presence. This is important. We feel like we need him going forward and have the utmost confidence in him." Vinatieri, 46 years old, missed an extra point against Miami, which meant the Colts had to go for a touchdown on their final possession of a 16-12 loss to the Dolphins last weekend, and in Week 9, he missed a potential game winner against the Steelers. The Colts did work out kickers Elliott Fry, Greg Joseph, Mike Nugent, and Nick Rose on Tuesday. NFL teams were informed on Tuesday afternoon that a private workout will be held for free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Saturday at the Atlanta Falcons facility in Flowery Branch, Georgia. The session will include an on-field workout and interview, and all 32 teams were invited to attend. Video of the entire session will also be made available to those teams, but the session is closed to the media. The NFL scheduled the workout in the wake of an October 10th memo from the Kaepernick camp, emphasizing their client's readiness and intent to play in the NFL again despite, quote, little or no response from NFL teams. Teams have been inquiring about Kaepernick's football readiness. He has been out of the league since 2016, the year he began protesting racial injustice and police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem. Kaepernick said via Twitter, "I'm just getting word from my representatives that the NFL league office reached out to them about a workout in Atlanta on Saturday. I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. Can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday." The Bengals cut starting linebacker Preston Brown on Tuesday after he started 8 of the team's 9 games this season. Brown did not start in Sunday's loss to the Ravens, with rookie Jermaine Platt appearing in his place. Brown spent the first 4 years of his career in Buffalo before coming to the Bengals ahead of the 2018 season on a 1-year deal, appearing in 7 games before a knee injury ended his season. The Bengals extended Brown with a 3-year, $16.5 million deal in March. He was the highest paid linebacker on the team's roster, with $4.8 million of that contract guaranteed. Brown has 54 tackles, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery so far this season. Head coach Zach Taylor said someone needs to step up and be a leader there. "We've been waiting on that and shuffling the lineup around, waiting on someone to step up and be consistent and be a leader in that room. We're still waiting on that." And that's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.